in his place. Her insult is lacking in, shall we say, creative scripting. She calls Han Solo a laser brain, and Chewbacca makes these adorable chuckles with an agreeing head nod. Han Solo shoots back a stink eye and says, "Laugh it up, fuzzball." So, Chewbacca has become a symbol for me of joy and levity and laughter. He is like an overgrown teddy bear with luscious locks and bangs that could make any Texas hair-loving mama jealous. Known for his guttural grunts, I love how lighthearted and innocent he seems under the giant brute exterior. How could you not love him? And how could you not love a mask that when you open your mouth makes you sound like him? Forget the yoga pants. After checking out, I put the plastic bag with the Chewbacca toy mask in my car and ran a couple of other errands. This was the day I set aside to spend some of my birthday gift cards as I made my usual grocery and post office run. But I didn't forget about the mask. Tribal drums might as well have been calling to me from the bag in the back seat, because when I got in the car after spending my gift card balance and presenting email birthday coupons for fragrance lotions, hand soaps, and plug-in wall air fresheners, all I could think about was taking out that mask and playing with it a bit before my kids could confiscate it. I finally gave in, ripped through the Kohl's shopping bag like Christmas wrapping paper, and answered the call. Using my phone to broadcast live to all my Facebook friends, I donned the mask for the next 5 minutes. But something unexpected happened when I opened my mouth and the mask let out a Wookiee growl. I laughed it up. Not just a chuckle or a giggle, but a serious laugh. The kind that makes your jaw and sides hurt. And I couldn't stop, no matter how hard I tried. Finally, out of breath yet overjoyed, I knew I had to get back to adulting and pick up my kids from school, so I ended the video and went about my day. A few minutes later, a blip came across my phone. The video had been shared. At first, it was just my friends list sharing the replay of that Facebook Live moment. But soon, and I mean very soon, it was being shared by people whose names and profile pictures I didn't recognize. I'd set my phone aside only to see another blip, and then five more. The notifications snowballed until I couldn't keep up with them. Before I went to bed that night, I had reached 1 million views on that silly video in my crossover vehicle, which meant that 1 million people had laughed it up with me as well. I rested my head on my pillow in awe and with satisfaction, knowing I had enjoyed a good laugh and made others laugh as well. All because of a clearance Wookiee. Let's just say, I never had buyer's remorse or wish I'd gotten the yoga pants after that. But while I was sleeping, the video went viral. Actually, not just viral, but super viral. Record-breaking viral. The most views of a Facebook Live video until that time was about 10 million from a BuzzFeed video. By the time I woke on Friday morning, my video had been viewed over 24 million times. My phone was cluttered with voicemails from media outlets wanting to interview me, Facebook friend requests, and texts from family and friends. That afternoon, I sat hitting the refresh button on the video and watched it jump from 250 to 500,000 views every 4 minutes. As I sit writing this today, it has been viewed over 166 million times and shared over 3.5 million times. That video changed my life in ways I didn't anticipate. But it also changed my name, thanks to the press. At first, news outlets reported the story with statements like, "Texas mom breaks record with Chewbacca mask video," and BBC's "Mum in Chewbacca mask shatters Facebook Live record." I sipped imaginary tea with a raised pinky after reading that one. But one day, I noticed a surprising word combination emerging in headlines. Why Chewbacca mom is the viral video we didn't know we needed. What Chewbacca mom?